Com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, we got a news alert today. Breaking news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We were just informed yesterday of a story we heard for the first time up in Boston, at what they call Boston, I believe, Children's Hospital. And Super Don, remember, we were stunned by this story, and I asked you, can you reach out to the reporter, the investigative reporter that's uncovering and covering this? And you did. And I can't encompass it, what this guy has been investigating in the short time that he'll be able to do it for us. So, Super Don, we're going to dispense with the normal opening monologue and bring this in. We talk about, you know, we've talked about stories like this, hospital kidnaps and kid, where, you know, Child Protective Services is brought in to steal the kids, in my opinion, from parents who care for them. And in many cases, the doctors may claim to, or nurses may claim, but they might not have the best interest, and there might be other ways to go. Even asking for second opinions has sometimes brought about some horrific results by trusting the medical professionals in high-level hospitals as well. And so this one was covered by The Blaze. Also, it's covered on Natural News. Mike Adams did a big story on it last night, and it's appearing everywhere now. This thing is going viral, and we've got the reporter. He's an Edward R. Murrow Award-winning and Emmy-nominated investigative reporter for Fox Connecticut. And he's with us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Bo Berman, thank you for being here.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
You've got to set the stage, because this is a very complex, convoluted story of a family who brought their child into a hospital, and suddenly almost 10 months later, they have not released this child back to the family.
Yeah, absolutely. So, our piece on TV locally here in Connecticut was about 3.5 minutes. This piece easily could have been 30 minutes. That's how much detail is in this. I sifted through 200 pages of documents over 2 months to cover this story, and honestly would have liked a little bit more time, but there was an urgency on this because this is being fought out in court right now, and we had to get this on TV immediately. A really big story, and probably the scariest part of this, the most interesting part, is that it appears from our research that this is not the only girl that something similar to this has happened to. So I'll give it to you guys in short. Basically what happened is this Connecticut family who lives in our TV market, not far from our TV station actually, they have a 15-year-old daughter named Justina, and she has been sick almost her whole life, and the parents never really knew exactly what was wrong. And then a few years ago, she was diagnosed with something called mitochondrial disorder or disease. This is one of those sort of newer diseases that there's a little bit of dispute over whether it's real, but a lot of reputable doctors say that it's definitely a real disease, and they can even do muscle biopsies to prove it. They found that out a few years ago, that she had that. Fast forward to February 2013, so about 9 months ago, Justina had the flu. Her parents wanted to send her to her specialist, her normal specialist, who had switched hospitals in Boston from the Tufts University Medical Center to Boston Children's Hospital. So they admitted her to Boston Children's Hospital because someone who has mitochondrial disease, if they have the flu, it's much more serious than if you or I have if we're healthy adults. So they admitted her, and almost immediately a different team of doctors swooped in, said that she did not have mitochondrial disease or that something's the effect of, she either didn't have it or that she basically had something else called somatoform disorder, undifferentiated somatoform disorder. So in brief, what that means is that if you have somatoform disorder, that means that you do have physical pain in your body, but the belief is that it's triggered by your mind somehow. As the parents immediately disagreed with this diagnosis, said they weren't going to stand for it, and they wanted to have their daughter transferred or taken out of this hospital. They were escorted out by security, and within 4 days, they had lost custody of their daughter. The hospital filed something called a 51A form, which is alleges that there's been abuse or neglect. DCF, which is the Department of Children and Family, showed up, took full custody of the girl, and the parents haven't seen her for 9 months. Now, the key here, I'll wrap this up, the key here is that the parents were basically being accused of over-medicalizing their daughter, of doing too much for her to a point where it was hurting her. But the kicker here is that they showed us proof in those documents that everything they've done for her was sanctioned by reputable, legitimate doctors at Tufts University Medical Center and Connecticut Children's Hospital, as well as some others.
Oh, this is stunning. We're talking with Bo Berman from Fox CT, Fox Connecticut affiliate there. And this a stunning transformation from a family that did seek out medical help for their daughter. So they couldn't claim medical neglect, but they somehow claimed they were doing something wrong here. Then they transformed this diagnosis of mitochondrial disease into something within the mental disorder realm. And then, of course, that becomes the question next. Did they put this child on any form of psychiatric medicines to deal with what they now claim was, yes, physical pain, but it was caused because of a mental state or emotional state?
Well, I'm a little bit unclear as to what she's on right now and what she's been put on. And I'll say that because, the hospital at Boston Children's and, the Department of Children and Families, they have, declined to comment on this case. And they may be bound by some HIPAA laws and, you know, FERPA and some different acts out there, sure, by the government, you know, that they're not allowed to comment. And the parents now, I don't even believe are allowed to comment on this anymore. I'm not sure, but, there is a gag order in this case. So parties to the case are not allowed to speak about it anymore. That came out on November 7th. But I've never seen anything written on that, but I believe it's still kind of being sussed out in court. But anyway, to answer your question, I'm not sure what she's on now, but what I can say was actually almost the opposite. The parents had had her on about 7 different medications, again, sanctioned by doctors, prescribed by doctors, and I have paperwork proving that. And she was stripped off those medications. Most of them, not all of them. I can't say for certainty which, but or with certainty rather. But she's been taken off medication, and she actually had mitochondrial disease causes muscle weakness, and that can manifest itself in multiple parts of the body. For this girl, she had trouble with bowel movements. Her system didn't work, so she actually had what's called a stachostomy done, which is where a catheter is put in you for bowel movements, essentially.
Wow.
A very intensive procedure. And, they, you know, from what I learned in the hospital, they're not necessarily following through with the prior, procedures with that tube that she had previously been undergoing. And again, that was sanctioned by doctors, at legitimate hospitals. So it's more of the opposite. They actually have been more taking her off of different things. And the parents argue that she has seen a tremendous regression in her condition. And if you watch our piece, which is online at foxct.com, you'll see that at the beginning of it, she's ice skating. That was just 12 months ago or 13 months
right.
ago.
Right, that's an important. Well, Bo, that's an important part of this. When you see this wasn't like a girl that was in a wheelchair before this. She was functioning, ice skating, and then suddenly, anytime you take someone that's on multiple meds off of those multiple meds, or even part of them, that can also create symptoms that mimic diseases that are then diagnosed that are not definitive. And I think the argument from the family is that, hey, wait a second, there are doctors on this side saying that's not the case. And even mitochondrial disease can be stimulated into existence, even if they say it's a pre-existing genetic something, by certain intoxications. And I was going to ask you if you have any record or knowledge if this girl received an influenza vaccination prior to all of this.
I have no idea.
Okay, that's something that we'd like to look into because we've been covering a lot of stories associated with flu shots and creating some serious adverse events that are even listed within the inserts of those vaccinations. But we can put that aside now and recognize, okay, we've got a family who's lost custody of a child simply for being, I dare I say the word belligerent, but certainly forceful in saying, hey, wait a second, there are other opinions here. We want to look into this further, and suddenly now a hospital says, no, I'm calling Child Protective Services, and they gain custody, not for a week, not for two, not for month, almost a year. We're at 9-10 months now, and then you're telling me, Bo, that there may be other cases like this. That's even more stunning.
Yeah, that's right. And you start to look through this, and this could be sort of just the tip of the iceberg. I can't comment too much on that, but what I can tell you is that, you know, if you want to, if people out there want to look for themselves, you know, one strategy is to go to Google and type in Boston Globe PANDAS, P-A-N-D-A-S. If you're not familiar with it, that's an acronym for another disease, and it's one of those sort of newer, lesser-known diseases that a lot of medical professionals aren't too familiar with. And there are some cases where allegedly Boston children did a very similar thing to children who came in and their parents said, this child has this disease called PANDAS, and Boston children, you know, from what I can ascertain from this Boston Globe article, said no and took custody or you know, arranged or, you know, called in DCF.
Well, another question I have here, if you've looked into this, is like, who's responsible for paying for probably a bill that could be in the hundreds of thousands? You don't house somebody for 9 months. How is it anybody can feasibly afford outside of the ultra wealthy, if much less any insurance plan, to pay for someone who's been mandated into a prison sentence, in a sense, in a hospital like this, taking custody? Does that mean the hospital takes over the bill and covers it? Do you know?
Well, that's actually that's a really good question. And so some people have suggested that this bill could be over $1 million, being that she's been there inpatient, more or less, you know, inpatient. She's been in the hospital for 9 months. Only recently have they started taking her, from what I'm told, according to the parents, I should say, you know, before December 7th, they told me that the Justina has been making some visits to a place where that she may be in foster care, actually, coming up relatively soon, depending on how this plays out. But to answer your question about the financial situation, look, if you look at it, the parents do not have custody. That's what I'm being told. I mean, they clearly don't. The hospital doesn't have custody of her. It's the state of Massachusetts that has the custody. That's the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families. So it stands to reason, if I'm to speculate, that whoever has custody of the girl would be the one footing the bill. So in this case, if that is correct, then that would be the state of Massachusetts and taxpayer money, I suppose, paying that money to the hospital.
So here we have a Connecticut family coming for help in Massachusetts, and the state of Massachusetts and the people and taxpayers are now footing the bill because Child Protective Services cooperated with the hospital that had some level of, I don't know if we give them a benefit of the doubt, that they believed something was wrong that was different. Can you stick around another segment, Bo? This is too important to stop right here.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Bo Berman from Fox Connecticut affiliate. He is sticking around. He's going to breaking news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Natural News Radio, GCN, all around the world. Listen to this. Be careful when you take your children to hospitals. You might not get your child out again. We're going to get to the bottom of this the best way we can after this break. More with Bo Berman after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 21st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,242.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,288.12, $644.06 for a half ounce, or $322.03 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,288.12, $644.06, and $322.03.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Wow, really, it's bad enough if you go to a hospital, you seek out help, I've got kids, you know, you don't want to do it, you reach out for help, and then stunningly, your child is taken away from you, not for months, but, months, 9 months, almost 10 months now, which is the story out of Boston Children's Hospital. Great gobs of gratitude to Bo Berman for covering this story in great depth here. And my question about this is, if you've uncovered potentially a pattern, that becomes much bigger than an isolated incident, as horrible as it is for this family trying to figure out what to do to get their child back.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And right. So, you know, it would make it much broader and then potentially point to some evidence that this was not the first time. And I've certainly seen some, you know, indications that evidence exists. It's sort of scattered, but again, in the last segment, I was talking about the disease PANDAS, mm-hmm. which is an acronym for one of those kind of newer diseases that's been discovered or pointed to. And there's some evidence in the Boston Globe newspaper that Boston Children's Hospital has had a history of being a little perhaps quick on the trigger to call in DCF, we could say. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, there's an attorney now in Massachusetts, I believe it's James Iannieri, that now pretty much specializes in these 51A forms. And that's whenever a mandatory reporter has to file a form for that they believe there's been abuse or neglect in a situation, whether it's on a Little League baseball team or, you know, in a hospital,
sure,
or wherever. But Jim, I talked to Jim last week, and he specializes in this now pretty much, and he's worked on cases just like Justina's. Very similar. So similar that the little boy he's worked with also had mitochondrial disease, also was at BCH, and was also told that he did not have mitochondrial disease.
Wow. Yeah, this is stunning. Now, you, from our perspective, and we are part of the new media, we are willing to ask questions so that a lot of folks are not, but you apparently seem to be able to do that, and I love the fact that you are, because this is, it's a dying art, if you will, in the profession of real investigative reporting and journalism, because there's a lot of pressure to not go certain places, to upset certain political entities, or in this case, the pharmaceutical slash hospital entities that are very powerful in communities. There's a lot of money involved here. And I suspect that you're going to get pushback on this, because a lot, when you start looking into pandas, as you have begun, and mitochondrial disease, it always comes back to look at the incidence of the what we call the manifestation of disease related to adverse vaccine events and mercury toxicity. Big heavy metal toxic burdens, and they're not equipped to handle, nor do they want to acknowledge that that may be a major contributing factor to these mysterious diseases. Have you had any blowback yet? Are they pressuring you to drop the story?
It's been interesting. What I can say is that I reached out, as any good reporter does, about a month and a half ago to both Boston Children's Hospital, really a lot of people, but the main players in this. So Boston Children's Hospital and the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families are requesting comment. Massachusetts DCF forgot back to me, and Boston Children's kind of laughed at me and said, quote, "We're not in the business of kidnapping," and said they could not comment. Then suddenly, after our promotion started airing on television about a month and a half later, so this was just this past Sunday now we're talking about, I got an email from Boston Children's Hospital saying to call them immediately. So I did. Bear in mind, this is the night before the day before our report was going to air, and we had been promoting it online and on TV. And so suddenly they wanted to talk to me, and so I called them back, and the spokesperson said, "I want to make you aware that there's been a gag order by the judge in this case. I hope you know that." And I said, "Yeah, I do know that. I was actually already aware of that, and that does not preclude us from running this story, and we're still going to do that." He said, "Okay, thanks," and that was it. And so then the next day, the day the story was going to air, we got a call from Boston Children's, I don't know, a woman named Ellen Rothstein. I don't know who that is. And she asked for the number for our attorney. And some people in the newsroom, I think, were a little spooked by that. But I called our attorney, and, but basically at the end of the day, I called Ellen Rothstein back, and she didn't pick up. It went to voicemail, and then she never called us back. So I'd say we felt a little bit of, there was some pressure there, perhaps. I don't know how to characterize.
Bo, you have exposed a nerve they don't want exposed. And if this is an underbelly of corruption in the hospitals, we've seen it around the country. If it's focal pointing this light on the Boston Children's Hospital, they're not going to like it. They're going to keep pushing back. Bo, you keep standing up for the First Amendment and do what you are trained and prepared to do. And we're going to back you up here at Natural News Radio. We appreciate you being on board, and we hope to follow up with you if that's all right.
All right. Yeah, that sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. That's Bo Berman, Fox Connecticut affiliate. Doing some great work out there. We acknowledge it. I need some raw organic chocolate. I need a break. We better get Noah from Rock and Raw Organic Chocolate to calm me down. This is intense. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that 68% of Americans say they are concerned about this country's new healthcare laws? Recent numbers are showing that men will be seeing an average increase of over 97% on their monthly premiums. Not only do these prices hurt our wallets, but they will inevitably compromise the entire system. Packed doctor's offices, co-pays that don't pay, synthetic drugs with endless side effects. It's time to stop paying doctors and hospitals and start avoiding them altogether. It's either pay now or pay later. Why not take your health into your own hands? If there was a way you could double your immune system for a few dollars a day, would you do it? Choose an affordable, all-natural, and highly effective solution to keep you and your family in a state of superior health. If you're looking for the best healthcare solution, come visit a website that actually works, betterwayhealth.com. Or if you prefer speaking to a real person about your health, call 1-800-746-7640. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com, or call us today at 1-800-746-7640.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you on your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Yeah, and because of that, we're able to turn on a dime. Man, this is breaking news today that is so stunning. I've sent Super Don away from his humble and lovable chair where he's taking care of the sounds and things. We've got Matt back in studio. And he's doing some more research and what he's uncovering already. We're going to get back to it, but I need to take a break. I need to take a breather. I mean, this is intense. And to do that, I first met my guest right now through our good friend, Leanna Werner Gray from the Earth Diet. He's terrific. He's a nice guy. He's got a great heart. And he's a talented chocolatier. And if anything I need right now is a little organic raw chocolate, he's the man. And we got him now. Noah Nicholas Loyn from Rockin' Raw Chocolates. He's on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Noah, nice to talk with you.
Hi, Robert. How are you doing?
Well, it's intense here, quite honestly. And I'm doing well because we're here, you know, we're on a mission. And I know you are, too, in terms of the food that you're bringing out and things like that to nourish folks. But we're also sometimes uncovering things that are not so comfortable. So I'm very pleased that you're on to speak happy thoughts with us.
Exactly. That's the intention of my creations, is to be an uplifting force when we are having a tumultuous time.
And your stuff will do that. Noah's Rockin' Raw Chocolates. We have it linked up. Everything we're doing today, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including a nice picture of Noah and I together when we were and holding on to his raw chocolates, which are so yummy. And I'm going to actually try two of his new bars while we're on the air in just a little while. But we need a backstory. How did you get into, you know, chocolatiering and, of course, doing it much different from the multinational companies that don't really get it?
Well, I went back to the roots. The first time I made chocolate was with my mom when I was a young kid, and I really got excited about melting down the chocolate, crushing up the candies. We put candy canes and crushed it up, put it in the melted chocolate, and froze it. And then I sent it to my family, and it was just praise after praise. And mind you, I was 8 years old, so I was really excited about creating something that my family ate and really enjoyed. So how I got into raw chocolate was just really a lot of my friends were into raw vegan living, and I was never into being vegan, but I understood it was a good idea to be aware of what you're putting into your body. So I started producing my own raw desserts, and raw chocolate was my favorite. I came up with my own combinations, avocado pistachio, vanilla raw almond, and coconut bars that I really enjoyed. So when I started making those, my friends started taking them, and I realized quickly that they enjoyed them possibly more than I did, and that I really had something special that nourished the body, that gave them energy, that uplifted the spirits, and did it in a way that they could do it without guilt, without remorse, and have your chocolate and eat it too.
Yeah, I like that. And I like to say also, let your chocolate be your medicine and let your medicine be your chocolate, because yeah, there is so much more that meets the eye than what we grew up on in Hershey's bars and those kinds of things. When you talk about raw cacao, it's like food of the gods. It's got so many interesting elements, a wide array of minerals and things. Talk to me about the health benefits of what you're doing versus when we see it refined and all the sugars added in a way that's not good for you. So there's two distinct aspects to chocolatiering.
That's very true. So what I focus on is providing the most natural, purest ingredients in whole form, hand-mixed together to maintain the integrity of the antioxidants that cacao and raw honey that I use to sweeten, to maintain that integrity for the chocolate and the consumer to be able to be nourished and taken care of from eating the chocolate. The traditional chocolate, when you melt it down, it still has some health benefits, but for the most part, it's harder for our body to assimilate the antioxidants, the minerals that are contained naturally in raw cacao. Raw cacao is one of the few foods to actually be considered a food, a mineral supplement by itself without any processing, which makes it very powerful for nourishing our body, and you don't need very much to get the health benefit.
Yeah, well, it's because it's one of those nutrient-dense superfoods. Wouldn't it qualify in that realm?
Absolutely. The U.S. Department of Agriculture ranked it number one in antioxidant foods per 100 grams of ingredients. So that's above blueberries, that's above goji berries, even baked cocoa powder has a higher antioxidant level than blueberries. So we're beginning to recognize that chocolate not only is a reward and a energy booster and a mood shifter, but it's also one of the most nourishing supplements or ingredients on our planet.
We're talking with Noah from Noah's Rock and Raw Chocolates. And we have it linked up in the show notes. You want to find it. It's also on Facebook. He's a great friend of Leanna Werner Gray, our friend from the Earth Diet. And he's doing really great stuff. And he's lightening my mood here while we're investigating, while Super Don is digging deeper into some of these stories we're going to get back to. But I want to talk about how you keep it raw. Because when you think of melting chocolate, you think of having to heat it. And of course, if you talk about raw and integrity of nutrients, you don't want to harm those nutrients by excessive heat. So tell me, how is this process kept within the realm of, let's say, nutritional integrity?
Well, it starts all from the source. So I use Peruvian and Ecuadorian cacao, and the farms that are producing this have a sustainable practice and it's fairly traded. So really it starts with who's producing and growing it. But once you get that cacao into the powder form, which is a process of sun drying to make sure it maintains its raw state, and then being packaged and sent up to where I produce it in Fairfield, Iowa, you really want to make sure that your source is the cleanest, best available to you. So for me, when I actually create the chocolates, I'm actually hand mixing all the dry ingredients with raw honey. And raw honey is really what sets my chocolates apart, is because that's what binds it together. That's what sweetens it. That's actually what acts as a natural preservative, because it's an antimicrobial, an antiseptic, and an antibiotic in its natural form, raw honey is. So I'm actually not heating the chocolate, so to speak, in your traditional way of making chocolate as they temper it and melt it down.
Yes.
What I'm doing is using very little cacao butter, which I heat in a controlled environment below 110 degrees to be extra safe. That's just my personal preference. Some people say it's 115. Some people say it's 118 to maintain the raw integrity. But the only ingredient in my product that's heated is the cacao butter, and that's very minimal, and it's in a separate heated state that's added to the dry mix after all of it's been hand mixed together.
You know what? You just reminded me, by doing it this way, you're filling a gap that was left by my good friends Amy and Denny up there in Maine. They know who they are, and longtime listeners know Denny and Amy. Amy's living magic because she stopped producing all the wonderful chocolate. Liam, Chef, and I were on the air, and we were eating it, and it was just great. Now I get to do this again thanks to Noah here. I'm opening this, and by the way, shout out and love to Denny and Amy up there, and maybe you should try some of Noah's Rock and Roll. You can hear me. That's the sound. Opening it up now, and I'm going to try this. What is this one? Vanilla raw almond. I'm opening it to the next phase. This looks really good. So, again, all organic, all clean ingredients. And we've had some of this before when you visited a year – well, not a year, last February, I think, or January. It was a long time ago now. And the kids loved it. Yeah, it's amazing how fast things are going here. It's definitely safety sealed for my protection. keep talking. I'm going to bite this thing open.
Well, good. That's part of the issue is my chocolates are intended to be for everyone to enjoy. And when children really enjoy my chocolate and they want and crave my chocolate over, say, a Hershey's bar or some other traditional.
Dude, I just got it open.
Oh, good.
Oh, man, this is good. It's like I'm just blasted with energy. I'm not kidding you. What you've done here?
It's pretty immediate.
Yeah, I'm opening the next one now. I can't stop this. I'm sorry. Now you got me hooked.
No, it's good, and you don't need a lot to get the benefits and the feel-good feeling of chocolate. It's really meant to be a nutrient-dense, power-packed superfood chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
All of it has been combined to provide the highest level of nutrition and nourishment possible in what we all love and know as chocolate.
All right, here we go. I'm opening the second one. This one is an unusual flavor. I have not tried this. It's called avocado pistachio. Now, a lot
That's
of folks will be thinking,
flavor.
What do you think, avocado and chocolate? This has got to be really strange. Let me just give it a try here. It's opened up. Taking a bite. Oh, man. That is so good. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'm
enjoying it.
Room.
And this is probably so rude of me to do this on the air, but I have to because I want to give an honest appraisal of this. This is so rich. You don't even have to eat a whole bar, but it's going to provide nutrients. Kids are going to love it. It's got the sweetness because you got the raw honey in there. Well done. Well done, my friend. I'm going to have to give Leanna a bigger hug now because of this.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate Leanna Werner Gray has been a big influence in just giving me the confidence to pursue this and, you know, just introducing me to a high level of authors, motivational speakers, people like Doreen Virtue, who I got to speak with at the I Can Do It Hay House Summit last October. And she really encouraged me to get out there and really show that this is a high vibration, intentionally made superfood chocolate that I want to share with as many
that,
people.
Hey,
who
Noah, that's not a marketing thing you said. It is absolutely the truth because I can feel it. There's integrity in this food. You've kept it intact, and like I said, that energy that I sense is the intention coming right through. So I'd encourage you, hey, give a shout-out to Noah. You can go to noahsrockandrawchocolates.com. If you're not sure how to spell it, I have it linked up in the show notes, and we'll blast it out through the Facebook and Twitter it out. Noah, bless you, my friend. I can't wait to bring this to the kids.
Yeah, also check out .com/thechocolateman for my new blog and upcoming interview.
That's right. He's got a natural news blog, Noah. We've got that linked up in the show notes as well. We'll be back with more after this.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivore capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Dude, I am so glad I got a chocolate break. I am buzzing. Whatever. I don't know. Did he put? No, he didn't put cannabis in there. No. It's really this raw chocolate, dude. And the energy. I'm like ready to go again. And Super Don, you were investigating during that sequence, and my apologies because he didn't send you chocolate. I'll have to get this to you. But holy,
yeah, you owe me.
I owe you some raw chocolate. Well, the study. You're buzzing on this story. I mean, man, oh man, did Bo Berman cut into something big time, because this hospital kidnapping thing, we might find this is endemic, not just to that hospital, but others, but particularly you uncovered another story. I think he was hinting at this over a year ago, that another child, a 16-year-old girl, was held in the hospital for what again? Pandas, P-A-N-D-A-S, for 10 months. Diagnosed with, they call it pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric disorder associated with streptococcus. And what he doesn't know, what Bo doesn't, what most reporters don't know, is what we know here. That the panda scenario is brought on by iatrogenic causes, that is doctor-induced causes, vaccines, antibiotics, the horrible food that is devoid of vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals, and is ripe and replete with, unfortunately, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. These are chemicals. And these children, how many times over the years, Super Don, have I said, these children being born today are being born of parents that are not as healthy as previous generations of parents. So we're seeing the decline. And so the things that impacted the baby boomers now later in their life happens to these generations almost immediately, like it did to me as the canary in the coal mine of Generation X.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, I just read a story yesterday where they did a study and they found that kids today cannot run as fast as their parents did when they were their age. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's just one little example. But yeah, I'm just blown away. You know, we found this story yesterday. I was up till 2 in the morning last night reading this stuff and digging into what somatoform disorder is and all this stuff. And it just got more and more bizarre. And then as we brought Bo Berman on today, he threw out the name of a person that he talked to that he quoted. Her name was Ellen Rothstein. And he says, well, you know, I don't know who she is, but she said, you know, there's a gag order. You know that, right? Or we want to talk to your guy or whatever. So just for the heck of it, I Googled Ellen Rothstein. Ellen Rothstein, turns out, she's the associate general counsel for the hospital. And attached to her name is this article about Elizabeth Ray. Now, almost a year ago, this is October of last year, same hospital. She was brought in by her parents. She was diagnosed with PANDAS, and doctors at this children's hospital told the family, you know what, we think that she has a psychiatric problem, and we ought to put her in the psychiatric ward. And the family says, well, no, we don't think that's a good idea. And so they got back and forth with the hospital, with their people, with the doctors, with their lawyers, and all this stuff. And they ended up taking her. They got CPS involved. And they ended up taking her, and they lost custody of her for 10 months.
Ten months.
Hello.
Yeah, you know, right there.
We're seeing a pattern here. Fortunately, she has been brought back to her parents. They have gotten custody from her, and they're now treating her for what it is the parents feel she should be treated for, which, whether we agree with it or not, or PANDAS, or how it's treated, whatever, the parents are the ones that have the right to decide how to treat their kids. And it took them 10 months of fighting with the hospital, fighting with Child Protective Services and lawyers and all this stuff, because the hospital said, nope, nope, nope. We think your child has this problem, and if you do not agree with us and go with our treatment plan, you're endangering the life of that child, and therefore we're going to take your kid away from you. And we've seen a pattern here, and I think Bo Berman's onto something big.
I don't know how big he knows it is, because he's going to get some serious pushback from the hospital and maybe even the Fox Connecticut TV station. I mean, kudos to them if they stand up to this, because there's going to be a lot of pressure. We're talking about taking on the pharmaceutical industrial complex in one local hospital setting, but that is, you know, these are billion-dollar issues, multi-billion-dollar issues, and, you know, this bill could run, as he said, to the million-dollar level or beyond. Who's going to pay for it? It looks like, do we have any listeners in Massachusetts? Looks like the taxpayers are going to be on the hook for this one. And
yeah,
it's beyond
taxpayers.
That, too. Yeah,
taxpayers are paying for it, and I think you're right. I mean, potentially he is going to be getting some heat from this, and all I can say is, you know, that Bo Berman and people like him, we've got their back. So, you know, we will be covering this and trying to keep on top of it, but I think we are going to see how far the rabbit hole goes on this situation with Boston Children's Hospital.
Natural
something
news.
Is wrong.
Yeah, naturalnewsradio.com, naturalnews.com. Continue to follow this. Pull in the thread. You see where it goes. The whole sweater's connected. It's gone. We have got more to do on this. If you'd like to be a part of it, the phone lines are open next hour. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscadbell.com. Man, this is so huge. This is going to bump some other stories. There's no way. We're going to keep talking about this. I want to hear from you now. You know about this happening in your neighborhood. Call me. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Food labels are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7th. 2014. Naturalnews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.